My initial reaction was surprise, just because Mosesidi had been in power for 14 years, and he technically did win a majority of the elected seats in the parliament, 41 of 80 direct constituencies. But he failed to carry enough proportional representation seats, and he had alienated all of the other political parties by refusing to step down. And so that, I think, is why he, even though he won the most seats, was unable to form a coalition, because the other parties felt that he was trying to hang on past his time.
Is this coalition likely to be a strong one? The All Basotho Convention Party are leading a coalition of five parties, but haven't there been personal feuds in the past between some of the different opposition leaders?
It's hard to say, really, what the effects of a coalition government are going to be, just because Lesotho has never had a coalition government. The two main parties that make up this coalition are both offshoots of the original Basotho Congress Party, BCP. So ideologically, they should be on the same page in terms of governance. However, since they both split off, their leaders have had differences. So I'm cautiously optimistic that a coalition government will be a good thing for Lesotho in terms of building stronger governance, but there are very real causes for concerns as well.
There was violence in 1998 after Mosesili's victory, with SADC troops being called in. Is a repeat of this violence likely?
I don't think violence is likely. There are very strong memories of 1998 still present in Lesotho, and people do not want to return to that. There's strong history about both the 1998 violence and the violence from 1970, after elections were annulled, and people do not want to return to that. So I don't think that there's really the threat for large-scale violence in Lesotho, or at least I'm hopeful that it will not happen.
What sort of hope will there be amongst the population that this new coalition will improve the situation in the country? Half the population lives below the poverty line at the moment.
Correct. I think that there will be real hope amongst people in Lesotho that this will bring some sort of change. I rather suspect that expectations will be high among people for the types of change that I'm not sure the government can bring about in a rapid manner. I would compare it, I guess, to the election of Barack Obama in the United States that was met with soaring hopes and then incremental change. So I think that incremental change is probably a best-case scenario for this government, though I'm sure that some people in Lesotho will be hoping for more quicker.